Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
America's Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free 877-969-8600. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So I turn on my local news earlier this evening, and I see the dichotomous reasons why people live here in California on either side, either end of the spectrum, and that is to live in California or not to live in California. Well, on one of the ends of the spectrum was that LAX was completely backed up, as they showed it on the local news tonight, just absolutely bumper-to-bumper traffic trying to get into Los Angeles International Airport. But on the flip side, folks, In-N-Out Burger is celebrating 75 years in California. And I got to tell you, that's a pretty good reason to be in California, because we love In-N-Out Burgers. And that's what we got, folks. But here we are. It's Monday, the Monday edition. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you here on the program this morning. And we have an awful lot to tell you about here on this Monday morning edition. We are live, and we're going out to all of our great affiliates all across the country. We're live on our flagship station, our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, by way of Southern California, of course. And we're up on the satellite with GCN. And if you'd like to listen to one of the live streams, head over to GCNlive.com, and you can find that there. And if you're working this morning in the overnights all across America, we want to give you a special shout-out, and we're glad that you're spending some time with us. And, of course, we've got our brand-new listener lines are open. Operators are standing by. 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. And, of course, don't call the 877-969-8600. I think that's still there in the intro to the program. That will be changed, but that's the old number. We've got our brand new number for this program, which, again, is 949-822-7559. And we've had a lot of great calls last week, by the way, especially as we put this new system together. We're really excited about it. And if you'd rather send me a direct message, head on over to my home website. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. Head on over and send me a direct message. We'll see it here during the broadcast, either for myself or for one of our guests coming up here as we go through the program tonight. And, you know, I kind of look at the program as we go through. It's a four-hour program, right? And some of our affiliates are with us the entire time. Some are with us for 2 hours here or 3 hours there. But I kind to look at it as a nightly sort of flight across our great nation, you know. So maybe during the program you might hear me say something like, well, coming up on your left side, you'll see the Grand Canyon, and, you know, this kind of stuff, because we truly are flying across your radio dial. And again, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, we're glad that you are there. Oh, by the way, we had a great suggestion last week for some bumper music. We are working on that as well. And but tonight we're going to have sort of a special treat. And Tony in Tampa, who called in last week to make that suggestion about bumper music, well, Tony, stick around for the Trucker and Traveler Report, and that comes up right before the top of the hour, in hour number one and hour two, and I think you'll be pleasantly surprised this morning. Okay, well, you know, there's a lot of fun stuff that we can talk about on the program tonight, but of course we want to start with what's happening in Israel, and certainly some very ominous signs of things that could be in the offing. And I'm speaking, of course, about what could happen on the northern border with Israel. That's Lebanon. And again, you have the Iran-controlled terror group Hezbollah. Now, Hezbollah, and I think the foreign minister was from Iran, that is, the foreign minister was saying something to the effect of, well, if you don't lighten up in Gaza, you know, we can open up this other front, it's going to be bad, et cetera, et cetera. But that is not completely untrue in the sense of what the capabilities of Hezbollah would be. The reason I say that is because they have many, many missiles, thousands upon thousands of missiles that they could employ. They're already sort of testing one another. The Israelis and the Hezbollah forces are already sort of testing one another up there on the border, and we don't know what could happen, because in these kinds of situations, mistakes can be made, something else happens, and you're off to the races. And I hope and pray that that is not going to be the case. Hopefully, Hezbollah and Iran will see that Israel is determined, that they are capable, that they are not going to simply go gently into that good night. Because, my friends, it seems as though it is exactly the case that the enemies of Israel truly do want it to go gently into that good night. Simply walk into the ocean, be driven into the sea, never to be seen again on planet Earth. And what is so disturbing to me, as we've been watching last week and even now over the weekend, we're watching these demonstrations, which in many ways amount to pro-Hamas demonstrations. People seemingly happy with the idea that Israel was attacked, that and somehow believing that Israel is somehow completely in the wrong for responding to this attack. The propaganda machine is simply working overtime. It is absolutely mind-boggling what we are witnessing. And as we go through the program this morning, we'll give the latest updates. We'll talk about Israel. There's also other news. There's news about Joe Biden, by the way, and the $200,000 that was evidently written to him from his brother, a check written from his brother. So what's the skinny on that? What's the story? They say it was a loan, but where's the loan? Will they be able to produce something like that? We'll see. I guess Joe Biden actually had a question before, and I think it was something like this. Stay right there, everybody. We're going to come right back. Don't go anywhere.
Where's the money?
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
And we are back. We are back, everybody. I got to tell you, you know, it's interesting to me. I saw this earlier, and there's an actual story out today, an actual story that says Joe Biden now says that Hamas attacked Israel in part to stop a historic agreement with Saudi Arabia. What? Really? No kidding, President Joe Biden. He's just now catching up to this, everybody. We all kind of had this inkling, this very strong inkling, when this attack actually occurred, this massacre occurred, because of course it was based on making sure that no peace process can move forward. Of course it was based on the idea that you got to stop that in its tracks. Because the terror groups are not, and I repeat, are not looking for a two-state system. They're not looking for peace. They're not looking for a peaceful coexistence. They're looking to destroy Israel. I think we have established this. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back to the program, 949-822-7959. That is the number to call if you'd like to call in and opine this morning. Head over to my home website of kylewarrenshow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. And we've been getting a lot of great direct messages as well, so I really, really do appreciate that, hearing from people all over the country. And it is really just a trip to hear from everybody all across the country. So thank you very much. Keep them coming. And so Joe Biden says Hamas, this is from the AP, President Joe Biden said Friday, he thought Hamas was motivated to attack Israel in part by a desire to stop that country from normalizing relations with Saudi Arabia. He says, and I quote, "One of the reasons why Hamas moved on Israel is because they knew I was about to sit down with the Saudis," Biden said at a campaign fundraiser. The U.S. president indicated that he thinks Hamas militants launched a deadly assault on October 7th, as putting it mildly, because guess what, he says, this is a quote, "guess what, the Saudis wanted to recognize Israel," unquote, "and were near being able to formally do so." Well, I got to tell you, everybody, it seems to me that, you know, this has been, and when all this happened, I said this has been the modus operandi for years and years, for decades. Every single time you get close to having something good happen, they step up the bombings, they step up the terror attacks, they do something to derail the peace process. How many U.S. presidents have actually tried to get this kind of thing done based on this notion that a two-state system is the thing that is going to finally bring peace? It's a very good question. Earlier this weekend, I think Mark Levin had interviewed former Army Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg and basically posed the question about the Trump administration, because Kellogg was an advisor to the president there, and they had things heading in the right direction overall. And I recalled even during the campaign, the 2020 campaign, I thought it was a significant development in the Middle East that you had the idea to contain Iran, that you had the idea to try to develop more peaceful relations amongst the Arab nations themselves, but also with Israel, that the Arab nations understood that Iran was an existential threat. There's that buzzword, right? They truly are an existential threat. And the nuclear deal, as it had been constituted, was not something that kept Iran contractually, right, from doing anything, building up its conventional military and doing the things that it wants to do to spread its hegemony. These were things that I think people generally agreed that Iran should not be able to do, and that Iran was, in fact, the problem, mostly in the Middle East. So, here's what Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg said about the difference of the Trump administration of those days, and then, of course, now we have the Biden administration. Let's listen in.
Yeah, Mark, first of all, thanks for having me. Look, they were just foolish, and they went back to what they believed was the right course of action, which was wrong in the Middle East, and we proved that. And when President Trump came in, and he worked very well, Jared Kushner did a great job, we realized that the most important thing we could do was economics. And it was an economics-based plan, which eventually became the Abraham Accords, of to bring peace into the Middle East. But it was also with strength, and we knew that we had to be very, very resolute, using military force whenever necessary. And when we went in there, we said, okay, there's a lot of things the president did for the Middle East. He went counterculture to all the current thinking. For example, when we moved the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, you know, that had been over 39 different waivers from Obama and back to President Bush as well. We said, no, we can't move that embassy. Well, yes, we can, because we actually had a law that was passed, the Jerusalem Act, to move that embassy, which we did. People said it would be another intifada. Didn't happen. Then when we had the Taylor Force Act passed, which said if you pay for slayers that the Palestinians were doing, you weren't going to get any money. So we took all the money away from the Palestinian Authority. We said, you're not going to get any money, over $200 million. And said, look, you're going to have to come into the fold, if you back into the peace fold, if you want to do it. And then we set up the Abraham Accords. And then we actually, on the side, we told Iran, as we did with Soleimani, if you cause any problems with Hezbollah in the north, we're going to come after you, because we know that you're actually got your hands on both Hamas and Hezbollah.
All right, so great quote. That's one of the reasons I wanted you to hear that quote, because it's pretty comprehensive, right? And it also goes to show that having a comprehensive plan, having a comprehensive understanding, having a comprehensive perspective of what these terror groups are really like, and try to find, for lack of a better expression, the currency to try to contain what they are doing, and to stop what they're doing, but yet be able to back it up with some serious, serious consequences. And this is once again when leadership, whether you're Ronald Reagan or George Bush or, you know, any great U.S. president that you can think of, that's, or for example, in this case, Donald Trump, looking across the ocean at Donald Trump, you want Iran and these benefactors and these terror groups to say, well, I don't know what this guy's going to do. I don't know what's going to happen with this guy. This guy is going to do something horrible to us if we do perpetrate these kinds of events. And that's how you really go about saving lives. But what we have now, of course, are the people who have been very foolish, as you heard General Kellogg say. And again, I'm not trying to be funny here. I'm not trying to be flip. I'm not trying to put this into a different sort of space. But I thought the adults were back in the room. I thought the adults were back in office, that the crazy Trump years were finally over, and we can bring in the people who really know how to do what? Just, I don't know, get a nuclear deal with Iran. Absolutely, 100%. Bad idea. Bad idea. And I don't even want to go into all those details why it was such a bad idea, because we've rehashed it so many times. But even just one particular thing, well, we're going to come in, we're going to inspect. We're going to come in and inspect things in your nuclear, you know, testing, you know, development area. Well, we're going to give you, what, 24, 25, 30 days or something like that to say, well, we're going to come over next month. Now, when we come over next month and we find anything that is untoward or violates this agreement, there's going to be some real trouble, mister. I mean, can you imagine that? That's not a deal. That's a gift. We understand that you're going to do this anyway, and we're not going to really stop you. In fact, we're going to get a piece of paper. Here, you can hear this. It's almost, here's the piece of paper, and we're going to wave this piece of paper, and John Kerry's going to walk out, and he's going to say, you know, we got this deal, and everybody's got to live with it, and it's a great deal, and, you know, sing our praises. Well, I seem to remember somebody else who waved a piece of paper, right? Waved a piece of paper. His name was Chamberlain, and everybody thought, well, okay, it's peace in our time. It's peace in our time. We don't have to worry about anything because, you know, we went over, we talked to this guy, Hitler, and it was no big deal, and we got this piece of paper, so it's all fine. My friends, well, then I'm just going to quote. I think it was Churchill, right, who said those who don't learn from history are condemned to repeat it. Oh, brother. All right, folks, we've got a lot more to talk about as we continue through the overnight hours all across America. 949-822-7959. That's the number. Give me a call, and we will see you on the other side. Stay right there.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. The ranking member of the House Armed Services Committee says it's necessary to provide aid to Palestinian civilians in Gaza during the Israeli-Hamas war. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, Washington State Democratic Congressman Adam Smith said without the aid, civilians in Gaza will starve, and he doesn't want to see 2 million Palestinians die. Former Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy backing House Majority Whip Tom Emmer to take over the gavel.
We got a wide open southern border, and we got war in the Middle East. This is not a moment in time to play around with learning on the job.
Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, McCarthy said the Minnesota congressman knows how to do the job. According to U.S. News and World Report, San Diego tops the list for the highest cost of living. Many San Diego residents willingly embrace what they refer to as the sunshine tax for enjoying the nation's best weather. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing across your radio dial and the overnights all across America. So if you're driving a big rig, if you're making deliveries, if you're part of law enforcement, if you're a first responder, whatever it is that you're doing, you're working a shift, whatever it is, we're glad that you're there. We're glad that you found us because we are the place for news and politics in the overnights in America. And so we talked a little bit about, of course, Israel. We will continue to talk about that as we move through the program this morning and try to bring you some of the latest updates. We know, of course, that they are getting ready for their ground assault. We've been expecting it throughout the weekend, but it has not yet occurred at this time. But we'll continue to monitor it because right now in Israel, right now it's 9:34 a.m. So we'll tell you if we see anything come across the wires. And some of the other news, though, I do want to let you know about this issue with Joe Biden and the $200,000. The $200,000, evidently, that he received from his brother, Biden, James Biden. See, I can't get over that. I'm going to do that way too much. I know, Biden, James Biden. But he did get that money, and now a former White House ethics lawyer says that Joe Biden must produce proof of his $200,000 loan to his brother James after Republicans revealed a personal check that they claim is evidence of the Biden family's influence peddling. So the plot thickens, doesn't it? And it just goes to show that what I've been saying is exactly on point, and that is at every turn of the proverbial archaeologist's spade in this, you continue to find stuff that corroborates or shores up these allegations. A couple of weeks ago in the program, we had a great comment from Jonathan Turley, a great soundbite, where he talked about, well, these are allegations. He was testifying up on the Hill. Well, these are allegations, and, of course, the person who was trying to grill him about this, well, but this time you wouldn't vote to impeach. Well, no, I wouldn't vote to impeach at this time because these are allegations, but they're very strong allegations, and they're so strong that it bears... It bears out to have to go and find and make sure that you investigate these things. Just like when you have someone bound over for trial, or you have a prosecutor who's found good evidence, but has to go and find the rest of that evidence in order to bring it to trial. So they tried to put Turley in a box. It didn't work. But at every turn, the more that we find out about Joe Biden, these allegations become much more substantiated. It's just that simple, right? So now, a while back, you may recall that they did ask Joe Biden, I believe, about this money, about money and payments in general and benefits in general. Let's listen in to what was said, and again, this was not all that long ago, and I believe we have it coming up here in just a moment. Here we go.
Congresswoman Nancy Mace says you're standing evidence in that FBI file that you sold out the country. Do you have a response to congressional Republicans?
Where's the money? I'm joking.
Mr. President,
it's a bunch of malarkey.
Mr. President,
where's the money? I'm joking. it's just a bunch of malarkey. Just a bunch of, where's the money? It's kind of like, where's the beef? Well, guess what? Where's the lady on the, this was a long time ago, right? On the Wendy's ads, where's the beef? I just can't remember her name. She kind of was a household name for a while because she got so famous because of those commercials. But she'd say, where's the beef? Where's the beef? And, of course, Wendy's always had the beef, and that was their whole slogan, right? Well, where's the beef and where's the money? Guess what? They're finding the money. See how I did a Joe Biden whisper right there? I can't help it sometimes. It's a little strange, right, when he goes, and guess what? You know, this kind of stuff. All right, so this from the Daily Mail. Ex-White House ethics lawyer Richard Painter is demanding Joe Biden release proof of a $200,000 loan to his brother after a bombshell check was published by Congress. And again, this comes from James Comer and so forth. The House Oversight Committee published evidence on Friday that the president's brother received a $200,000 loan from a healthcare company he was working with in March 2018, and the same day wrote a check for the same amount to Joe, marking it as loan repayment, unquote. I'll say that again. Loan repayment. It is the first evidence of large direct payments to the president from Biden family members involved in shady overseas deals, and was obtained via congressional subpoena of James and his first son Hunter Biden's bank records. In an exclusive interview with Daily Mail, Bush administration White House ethics chief Painter said that the president could face serious consequences if he can't produce evidence that the supposed loan is real, and demanded his aides show the receipts. You know, it's called a paper trail, right? It's called a paper trail. When you're doing business, you make a paper trail of things so that later on you can show this is what this did and this is what that did, right? And it should be, that's just business practice, right? But this maybe is a little different. Shall we say it's a little different? Painter says, what is absolutely critical here is to find documentation of the original loan from the president to his brother, and the president should produce that. If there was no loan, there are serious questions about whether this was income for tax purposes in 2018. That's a really huge problem, he says. I've seen plenty of families make short-term loans. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that, but there needs to be a loan on the other side. And, of course, Congress did, the Congressional Committee, did produce a canceled check, and this is why they've been going at and looking at these bank records, a check for $200,000, right, from Biden, James Biden, and to Joseph R. Biden, Jr. All right? And then we understand, I think we have a quick quote here, too, from James Comer. Let's listen in here in his own words what they're talking about here.
This summer, Joe Biden said, where's the money? Well, we found some. We're still digging into the evidence subpoenaed from bank accounts belonging to Hunter Biden, the son of President Joe Biden, and James and Sarah Biden, the brother and sister-in-law of the president. A document that we're releasing today raises new questions about how President Biden personally benefited from his family's shady influence peddling of his last name and their access to him. Bank records obtained by the House Committee on Oversight have revealed a $200,000 direct payment from James and Sarah Biden to Joe Biden in the form of a personal check. Here's some important context about this check we've obtained in our investigation. In 2018, James Biden received $600,000 in loans from AmeriCorps, a financially distressed and failing rural hospital operator. According to bankruptcy court documents, James Biden received these loans, quote, based upon representations that his last name, Biden, could open doors and that he could obtain a large investment from the Middle East based on his political connections, end quote. On March 1, 2018, AmeriCorps wired a $200,000 loan into James and Sarah Biden's personal bank account, not their business bank account. And then on the very same day, James Biden wrote a $200,000 check from this same personal bank account to Joe Biden. James Biden wrote this check to Joe Biden as a, quote, loan repayment. AmeriCorps, a distressed company, loaned money to James Biden, who then sent it to Joe Biden.
So there you have James Comer sort of laying out the map there of where all this is gone or went. And was supposedly to go, and I got to tell you, folks, you know, this could be really a major development in all of this. Now they may you know, produce some sort of documentation, this or that. But did you hear what James Comer was talking about right there? It just seems a little out of the ordinary, maybe something that wouldn't necessarily happen under normal circumstances out in the big world of companies making loans to people, and then you write a check to your brother, right, who was the vice president, and because of your name, you could probably get some kind of thing in the Middle East, some kind of investment in the Middle East. It gets curiouser and curiouser, doesn't it, my friends? Folks, Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number. We're going to see on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere. Lots more to talk about.
Where's the money?
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Right, we continue to race across your radio dial all through the overnights here in America, folks. This is the place for news and business. And don't forget, you can always give us a call, 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course. And we have reached the part of the Monday edition. And as you may have heard me earlier in the program, last week we got a call from a gentleman named Tony in Tampa. And he had some suggestions about bumper music. And he said he thought that Motown would make really good bumper music. Well, we're going to take that to heart. And as we are able to, I think we might have one or two, I'm not sure. But as we endeavor to play some of those into rotation, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised this morning as we head into our Trucker and Traveler's Report, which, again, if you're new to the program, at this point of the program, in hour number one and hour number two, we take the time to play a song, kind of get you going. It's our solemn duty, our promise, and our privilege to be able to help sort of keep you awake as you go through the overnight. If you're driving a big rig across the interstate, if you're making deliveries, if you're working in law enforcement or first responder, whatever you're doing, whatever your job is, whatever you're doing up at this hour, we want to keep you sort of moving along, get you pumping along. So without further ado, oh, yes, you're going to love this. A little Motown on this Monday morning, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. Everybody else all across the country this morning, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, absolute heaven there from Motown. I think this goes back, I want to say, to 1965, and that music just sounds amazing still today. It's those kinds of songs and that Motown sound, by the way, that Motown sound that just gets into you, and you just, I don't know, you can't be unhappy when you're listening to that kind of good quality just music that just really gets into your soul. So all right, so there we go. That's for the first hour. Now second hour, we've got a really great song to bring along to you as well. So we hope that you'll stick around. All right, we do have a caller holding on the line, so I'm going to ask you if you can hold on just for a moment because we need to give our quick update here for our truckers and travelers, and then we will be happy to take your telephone call. But here we are. We've got we're going to start up in the Pacific Northwest. Here comes that winter storm watch we were telling you about last week. Winter storm watch. This is going to be in the Seattle area, east of Seattle, and this is going to come over a little bit through I-90 there as you head out towards Snoqualmie Pass, for one thing. So be careful there, because any kind of winter weather is definitely going to bring snow, especially up in the higher elevations. Heavy snow is possible in this area. Total snow accumulations up to 8 to 12 inches possible. And you've got this watch in effect from Tuesday afternoon through Wednesday afternoon, so do be careful there. This is going to extend all the way up to the border with Canada, and then also it's going to be in the eastern part of northern Washington, and it's going to stretch all the way down from the border with Canada down towards the Cooley Dam area, so be aware of that. Be careful. Then over for our friends in Montana, another winter storm watch now coming through. This is going to be east, of course, of Idaho, but as you come out I-90, our friends in Missoula are going to be covered by this winter storm watch, and that's also going to head up to the border with Canada. It's going to go on down towards Butte, over towards Helena, up to Great Falls, and then down towards Bozeman. So you want to be aware of this. Heavy snow again possible. Again, 8 to 18 inches possible. This, again, in effect, a late Tuesday evening through late Wednesday night. So if you're going to be trucking through into that area, you want to make your preparations and then also check the conditions ahead as well. Zipping down to Southern California, we got a wind advisory coming up in the high desert. If you're up near Interstate 15, Barstow, Fort Irwin, up towards Ridgecrest, yep, that's where they have the earthquakes a lot. And up, of course, in Ventura, Santa Barbara, wind advisory there. Wind advisory down in San Diego County, down towards the border with Mexico. Southern California might get a little teensy-weensy bit of rain. We're still waiting to see about that. But if it's going to be anything, it's going to be a tenth of an inch to maybe a quarter in some areas. So we'll see. I'll let you know. It's just enough to get your car all spotty and looking dirty. That's what those kinds of rainstorms do for us, right? You get a little light rain. Frost advisory, though, and freeze warnings to tell you about. Frost advisory all the way through most of the state of Indiana, down through most of eastern Kentucky, and then it becomes a freeze warning as you head up towards Ohio, and then the western part of Pennsylvania, also West Virginia, then also down into Virginia itself, especially if you're in the Gold Hill, Farmville area, you're going to have that frost advisory, and it's also going to stretch down, as I said, into eastern Tennessee. Check that. I think I said Tennessee earlier. I meant eastern Kentucky as well, Elizabethtown, Bowling Green, that area, so you want to be aware of that. All right, so let's take a quick look at our precipitation here real quick. If you're in Minnesota, and if you're in the St. Paul area, if you're in Rochester, if you're up near Duluth, you've got all kinds of rain happening. This is going to stretch over into Wisconsin as well. We're in some areas, especially if you're in Black River Falls, if you're trekking through there, you're going to have some rain mixed up with snow. We're seeing snow on the radar, so you want to be aware of that. Iowa is definitely covered in a lot of rain and lightning strikes. This is going to stretch from Orange City all the way in through the central part of Iowa down towards Marshalltown and as far over as Waterloo, so you want to be aware of that, especially if you're heading across I-380. So be careful there. One more quick check here of our precipitation. We do have some showers up in northern Montana covering Glasgow. That's U.S. Highway 2. Harrelton. We've got snow, by the way, up near Cut Bank, I should say. And rain in Helena. And then down, let's see here, into Iowa, parts of eastern Iowa near Challis and Lima, and down towards Arco, we've got rain and some snow there, probably in the higher elevations. Logan's, Utah, you got rain as well. Rain north of I-80 near Elko in Nevada. So do be careful out there. Okay, well, in the time we have left, let's go ahead and take a call. Thank you, caller, for being so very patient as we got that information out there to our truckers and travelers. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Rich, calling from Lutz.
Hey, Rich, calling from Lutz. Good to hear from you. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to let you know the name of that person in the Wendy's commercial.
Okay, what was her name?
Her name was Clara Peller.
Clara Peller. Well, that's right. Now that's coming back to me. But I couldn't remember it at all. But I'm glad that you called and told me, because her whole thing was, where's the beef? And she became a household name. That's right.
And that phrase became a household phrase, too, because Walter Mondale used it in one of the debates when he was running for president.
You're right about that. I appreciate that. So it was Rich, right?
Rich and Lutz, and good luck with the show. It's a really good show, and I listen to it whenever I can.
Thank you, Rich. Thanks for calling. Call anytime. We're heading to a break, but take care.
Adios.
All right, take care now. All right, everybody, Rich and Lutz. He had the name of the lady who said, where's the beef? I appreciate that, because that would have bothered me all night long. So thank you, Rich. Folks, stay right there. We're coming right back after the top of the hour news.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late?
Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.